So in the last module, we looked at the disallowed expenditure, and we're now going to look at the remainder of this calculation to work out the adjusted trade profit. So three things that we're going to look at in this module, all relatively small things. We're going to look at the income that's not included in the accounts but is taxable as trade income. We're going to look at the income that has been included in the accounts but is not taxable as trade income. So we're looking at the stuff that's not been included that should have been, the stuff that has been included but shouldn't have been, and then we're going to look at expenditure that is not in the accounts but is allowable. So let's look at each of these categories in turn. So the income not included in the accounts but is taxable as trade income. So in the main, this is things like the goods that the owner has taken for their own use. They need to be taxed on the profit that they would have been made if they had sold the goods and then bought them elsewhere. So for that, to that end, they need to be charged that at the selling price rather than the cost price. So if the owner has put that through at the cost price, then you would need to work out what the selling price would be, if perhaps they've got a markup or a gross profit margin. You would need to do that calculation separately to make sure that you've got the selling price and not just the cost price in that calculation. income included in the accounts but not taxable as trade income. So this is some examples of things that might have been included in the profit and loss but which are not taxable as trade income, so they need to be deducted before we can calculate that taxable trade profit. So we're looking at things that have been taxed in another way. So for example, rent or interest. We're looking at things like sale of assets that will be taxed in another way. And also things like if they've received interest on delayed tax payments, that would be in this category also. And finally, we're looking at expenditure that's not in the accounts but would be allowable. So the main one here is the use of home. So quite often the sole trader will not put that through their accounts during the year. We'll need to add it in when we're doing the calculations. So let's look at a worked example of this. So Kevin has profit in his accounts for the tax year of £24,000. Excuse me. He also has the following. He received interest from the bank of £50, which is in his accounts. He took stock from the business, which would normally sell at £150. He sold an asset for £300, which he put in his accounts as sales. And he uses his home for doing his accounts. He's calculated that at £400 a year, which he hasn't included. We're not looking necessarily at the computation for arriving at that. If you're interested in that, then I've got details of that elsewhere. We're going to be given that at this stage, and we have to show his adjusted trade profit for the year. So start off with his net profit as per his accounts, £24,000. He's got no disallowable expenses. They'll come in future topics. He's got trade income that is not in the accounts of that £150. That's the £150 of stock that he took. He's then got income shown but not trading profit of £350. That is the £300 for the sale of an asset, which will be included elsewhere, and the £50 of bank interest, which will be included elsewhere. And then he has expenditure not in the accounts but allowable. That's the £400 use of home. And when we do that calculation, find that Kevin's adjusted trade profit is £23,400. There is a question that you can download and try yourself under this video along with the answer.